It's one of the most hotly contested races on the Central and South Coast to represent one of the most diverse supervisorial districts in the region. Santa Barbara County's 3rd supervisorial district includes the Santa Ynez Valley, Guadalupe, and parts of the Lompoc area, but it also encompasses UC Santa Barbara, Isla Vista, and parts of Goleta. Incumbent Joan Hartman is facing challengers Karen Jones and Bruce Porter. Hartman is a former state and federal environmental official and Santa Barbara County Planning Commissioner who was first elected to the supervisorial seat in 2016. Why is she running again?
I think I'm at the top of my game. I've got a lot of things in motion and I want to bring them to fruition. I've only been at it 3 years and 2 months, so I want to keep going. And some important things with public safety, mental health, economic vitality, parks and trails that I very much want to finish off.
Hartman talks about her top priorities if reelected.
Public safety is always job one. And we've seen fires at a frequency and intensity we've never seen before, debris flows after the fires. Making sure that our firefighters have the resources they need, all our first responders, we have borderless dispatch for nearest emergency response. And what's really, really important is community preparedness. So I'm working on the Fire Safe Council Board to work neighborhood by neighborhood, make sure that communities can better take care of themselves.
One of Hartman's challengers is Karen Jones. Jones is a director for the Santa Ynez Valley Airport Authority and Santa Ynez Valley Community Services District Director. Why is Jones running?
I don't feel like there's representation for Native Californians and for people who are multi-generational raising families here. I look at that board and a lot of career politicians. The two people who I'm running against are both career government workers, and I have a much different background. I was born 70 miles from here. I raised my family here. I have 6 grandchildren living here.
Jones talks about her top priorities if elected.
My main priority is to return some common sense to local government and remember that the reason we exist is for public safety and for infrastructure. One of my top priorities is going to be changing the tone. And by getting elected, I will change that tone.
Bruce Porter served in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for more than 2 decades, including in Operation Desert Storm. After retiring from the military, he moved to the Santa Ynez Valley and became a financial advisor. He served as a Santa Ynez Union High School District Board member and ran unsuccessfully against Hartman in 2016. Why is he running again?
When I graduated from West Point, we promised lifelong service to the nation as a sort of a payback for that wonderful education and training that we got. So after my service with the Army, when we moved to the Central Coast, I began looking for ways to provide that service to the community. And that led me to being on the board of the Red Cross and the food bank and the local high school district. Serving with those organizations, I saw that there was so much need in Santa Barbara County for improved services, and my passion for making our community better led me to making this run.
Porter talks about his top priorities if elected.
Addressing the issue of homelessness, getting a handle on exactly where we are, and implementing a plan to person by person, family by family, go through and help solve that issue. Another one is public safety. In Santa Barbara County, our sheriff's office is down 90 employees from where it was just a few years ago. And that leads to reduced services, especially in the rural areas. This new issue of cannabis cultivation, I believe our county has truly botched the regulations on that. And it's time to do a reset.
The candidate talks about why he thinks his background would make him a good county supervisor.
I'm an engineer. I'm not ideological. I tend to make decisions based on facts and numbers.
Third District candidate Karen Jones outlines her qualifications.
I have been involved in my community on a very personal family level, but my professional background was in mental health. Some of the big issues that affect this county has to do with alcoholism, mental health.
Incumbent Joan Hartman talks about why she thinks she's most qualified to represent the district.
I've had a lot of experience in a lot of different government agencies at the state and local level, at the federal level.
If one of the candidates gets more than 50% of the vote, they can win the seat outright. Otherwise, the top two will face each other in November, as Hartman and Porter did in 2016. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.